620 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Allies Tax Relief.
I'm Allison Keyes. A partial government shutdown is avoided, just barely, as the Senate passes a six-bill package to fund parts of the government through September. President Biden is expected to sign it today, but CBS's Scott McFarland reports the danger isn't over.
Senators came real close to the deadline this time. With just hours to spare, they've passed a partial government funding bill to keep many federal agencies and employees on the job this weekend, including agriculture, energy, and military construction programs. They still must fund the Pentagon and Homeland Security and other big-ticket items by March 22nd.
Overnight, the Navy says it shot down 15 drones fired by Iran-backed Houthis that threatened shipping and American vessels in the area. This as the U.S. and allies are coordinating aid drops for Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio is the first U.S. broadcaster aboard that flight.
Nearly 2 tons of aid, ready to eat chicken and rice meals, wheat, dates, and powdered milk, flying from Jordan, west over Israel, then onwards to Gaza. All governments and militants below us notified of our mission so we would not be shot down.
We're about to descend into northern Gaza, the most war-ravaged part of the Gaza Strip. These ready-to-eat meals about to be parachuted below. About 300,000 people below us believed to be clinging on to life.
Back in the U.S., threats of dangerous weather in the Northeast and beyond. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
We're not done with the severe weather quite yet after seeing wind and hail and even a tornado report in southeastern Alabama. Can't rule out more tornadoes today. It's going to be more isolated. However, damaging winds and hail cannot be ruled out from the panhandle of Florida through eastern Georgia, as well as the Carolina coastline.
Both former President Trump and President Biden are on the campaign trail in Georgia this afternoon. CBS's Tori and Small with more.
Biden campaign officials tell CBS News they're planning to reach minority Georgians, especially black voters, through targeted media. That's part of the $30 million campaign ad buy over the next 6 weeks.
Trouble in North Carolina, CBS's Jim Crisula.
A dozen high-dollar beachfront houses on the famed Outer Banks of North Carolina are in the process of being moved. They're being encroached upon by the rising waters of the Atlantic Ocean.
Is it just buying time? Inevitably, yes, it is.
Danny Couch is a Dare County commissioner and lifelong resident of the Outer Banks.
A United Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing last night over problems with its hydraulic system. The problem with the trip from San Francisco that just had to land in Los Angeles was the fourth domestic flight emergency just this week for the airline. This is CBS News.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now, 800-230-5174.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There aren't enough nurses in Wisconsin, but nursing instructors are warning about one particular nursing school trying to get established here. More from Mike Mohn.
The Arizona College of Nursing faces scrutiny in other states over regulatory issues and claims that at least too many students saddled with debt and no career pathway. Barbara Nichols with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing encourages aspiring nurses to prioritize schools with an established track record. She says the trouble is those schools don't have enough instructors.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
She says they hope to soon see results from a Wisconsin initiative, which started 3 years ago, that offers loan forgiveness for nurses who take on teaching roles. Leaders at Arizona College of Nursing argue the educational system should provide better support to these students, such as mentorship programs on campus. While obtaining a nursing degree does require some clinical training, she notes there is some flexibility for other required courses.
The schools have a combination of in-person as well as online, and that's the best. So I think you need to look for those schools that provide theory in terms of online, and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
And Nichols feels it's better to wait for an opening at a long-standing accredited program, arguing they're better suited to provide a quality nursing education. And for students who wouldn't have trouble temporarily relocating, she says it's worth it to explore programs in neighboring states. Wisconsin is graduating around 3,000 nurses each year, at least 2,000 short of what's needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, one and all. You are listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Seth. I am your host for the next hour. And what the show is all about, well, let me tell you. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors throughout central Wisconsin, if you want to talk about events going on throughout our listening area, which is pretty big, everyone, because we are on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded that yet, go do it right now. Just a little aside there. Or anything else you want to talk about. That's what Over the Back Fence is all about. It is 11:07 on the clock. And let's go ahead and grab our very first phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'd just like to remind everybody that the Port Edwards Lions Club is having our annual pancake brunch tomorrow. It's at the Port Edwards High School cafeteria from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon. And we have buttermilk and cranberry and chocolate chip pancakes, scrambled egg sausage, applesauce beverages, maple syrup, and cranberry syrup. And all the proceeds go to Port Edwards softball and baseball in the summertime. And the Baseball Association has a big sale going on, so you can sweeten your tooth after you get done eating. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead because you don't want to miss this.
Oh, that's a great reminder. And I was going to talk about that in just a little bit. But, yes, don't want to miss. Don't want to miss the Lions Club over in Port Edwards for their pancake breakfast tomorrow. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. There you go, folks. That's what the show's all about. We like to talk about events happening here. And as March rolls along here, of course, we're getting closer to Easter. We've got fish fries. We've got pancake breakfast. If you want to advertise one that your group is hosting, please, please call up. 424-2600 is the number to call. Or if you're listening on the app, one-touch dialing, everybody, a couple of clicks, or I guess they're not clicks on a phone, a couple of touches, and you can be on the air with me right now. Well, we do have a lot of stuff to go over. We've got a few sporting events that I do want to touch on. We have some entertainment news that's going on this weekend, today and tomorrow. We got lots of theater going on in Wisconsin Rapids and points nearby. We've got a show on Sunday at the PAC that I want to encourage everyone to go to. In fact, I have some tickets I might want to give away. I've got some tickets to another show that I'm going to try to give away today as well. So stay tuned for all of that. And thanks for joining me on this kind of gloomy Saturday, everyone. I hope your Saturday so far is going well. Let's touch quickly on a little bit of hockey for all you hockey heads out there. As most of you know, the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are in the thick of the playoffs right now. And they had a game last night right here at the Southwood County Rec Center. Hope it was full, everyone. I hope there was plenty of people there. And I think you should go tonight, too, because they were winners yesterday. 3-2 over the Minnesota Moose. One win away from the next round of the playoffs, everyone. The River Kings have a real shot, I think, this year at a national title. That's how good they are. So go, and this might be your last chance to see them at home tonight, 7 o'clock at the Southwood County Rec Center. Please cheer them on. Make it loud in there. Very happy to see how well they've played this year. Of course, we've been talking with Coach Paul Peckman all year long about this. We know his philosophy. We know how good he is at teaching these kids. And boy, have the results shown up on the ice. Tonight at 7, and for God forbid, they lose tonight. But if they do, there's a game again on Sunday, and they can wrap it up there if they do not do it tonight. But let's take nothing for granted. Let's go ahead and go to the Southwood County Rec Center tonight if you're able. Fill it up for the game tonight. Also, another fun, not so fun hockey note here. Of course, the Big Ten playoffs have started for hockey and basketball. The men's basketball tournament will start next week, which you will be hearing all of as far as they can get on WFHR all next week. But tonight, you should be able, let me check the schedule. I don't want to give out some bad information here. Let's quick grab the schedule here tonight. Badgers men's hockey, 4:30 to, that was sets tomorrow. Saturday, 5:30 tonight, Wisconsin men's hockey. And let's hope they win tonight, because if they don't, they are done for the tournament. Last night, unfortunately, they lost to seventh seed Ohio State 3-1. That was kind of a wake-up call for everybody. Ohio State is only seventh seed. Wisconsin is second in the Big Ten tournament. So they have to go ahead today and really get a win in there to force a game 3 on Sunday. So here's hoping the men's hockey team can get a win tonight and then carry it on over tomorrow into a playoff win so they can continue on in the Big Ten tournament. Now, having said all of that, if the Wisconsin men's hockey team does win tonight, that means it's going to change a little bit of the schedule on WFHR tomorrow, including our evening shows. So we'll get into that in just a second. I had a caller and they went away. Call back, 424-2600. I want to let everyone know that if that hockey game does start, it'll be at 4:30 tomorrow on Sunday on WFHR, which may mean it goes a little bit into Seth Faces the Music. I'm okay with that. I had a rerun this week anyway, a best of, maybe you could say. The topic is fire this week. So there is a chance that if the men win tonight, you will not be able to hear the whole show, but that's okay. Like I said, it's a repeat. It's a best of. But tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock, and I think even if there's a hockey game, we will be safe with that. Brand new show, premiere of a new fun music show that James came up with a while ago, and we finally brought it to fruition. It is called Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. And it's just what it says it is. It is songs from the 90s. If it was in the 90s, from 1990 to 99, it is on this show. And I got to tell you, this first show is an eclectic mix. We've got rock, we've got grunge, we've got hip hop, we've got pop, we've got, oh my gosh, it's an amazing, amazing show. I got to give a lot of credit to James. I've been excited for this show for a long time. I'm glad we finally got get the show on the air, and I'm excited to keep it going for now. Now, you notice that was during the regular time that we usually have Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Director's Cut right now is a little bit, we're calling it on hiatus. It's not gone. It's on hiatus for the moment. We're going to retool it a little bit, get some more guests. And I think what we're going to do is maybe shuffle the schedule on Sunday nights a little bit. This is still up in the air, but a little peek behind the curtain. Shuffle the schedule so we get Director's Cut, Seth Faces the Music, and Unlabeled all on your Sunday nights. You're listening. This is your listening destination on Sunday nights, everybody. Because I guarantee after you hear Unlabeled tonight, especially if you're a kid in the 90s, oh boy, it is going to bring you back. So I am super excited about the premiere episode of Unlabeled. Check that out tomorrow, Sunday, from 8 to 9. Looking ahead on more on our schedule here, next week we do have, like I said, we are going to, of course, be carrying the Badger men's hockey, basketball tournament, the Big Ten tournament. Let's see what happens with that. They will also be playing a game tomorrow. I forgot to mention this on Sunday. They're at Purdue. 10:30 is the pregame for the Badgers men's basketball team on Sunday. The final regular season game before the tournament starts. So that'll kind of wrap up the regular season for them. It's been an up and down year for the Badger men. So we'll see what happens. Well, as we continue on in the show here, we got lots of events I want to talk about, especially this weekend. I got some comments about my show, the show that I directed with my lovely wife, Beth, at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Last two shows today, and so I wanted to just talk a little bit about what it means to be finally at the end of this journey, which was great. It was so much fun. Everyone I worked with that we worked with was great to work with. Oh, so professional. And I'll talk about that a little bit. I also want to talk about Hotel Pickle, which is the show coming up at Grace Lutheran Church. So stay tuned for that and have some tickets to give away for that as well. Also, Always Olivia, the show coming to the pack on Sunday at 2:00. And I got some tickets to give away for that as well. So listen, everyone, stay tuned to Over the Back Fence. And of course, I want your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on these airwaves, Over the Back Fence at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday. It's not midnight at the Oasis, but it is close to noon here in central Wisconsin. I don't know if that's exciting or not, but that is where we are. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here. I hope to hear from you shortly, everyone. We got a lot of stuff to cover for this weekend, a lot of fun theater that we want to talk about as well. Plus, I want to give some stuff away, so stay tuned for that too, coming up here very, very shortly. We do have a couple of items in our mailbag here. Yes, we still do have a mailbag. It has not been utilized lately, so if you want to add something to the mailbag, it's very easy. You can email otbf at wfhr.com. You can send it there. You can also drop it off in person here at 1690 2nd Avenue South, in right across from the Armory here. We're kitty corner from the State Building. Can't miss us. Our signs are always lit and ready. We're open from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in. Say hi to Pam. Pam will take those items from you, and we'll try to get them on the air as soon as we can. So we do have two items here that we have interest in. We have a 17-foot aluminum canoe, and they are asking for $500 for that one. Also for sale, a brand new lacrosse rubber overshoes, size 14 medium, asking $15 for that. Both of those items, if you're interested, can be found at 715-423-3775. 3775. That is a 17-foot aluminum canoe and some lacrosse rubber overshoes, size 14 medium. And either or both of those, if you're interested, call 423-3775. Today is the last day before daylight savings time, everyone. It happens tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. Of course, most of us will be rushing around tonight, setting our clocks ahead 1 hour. That's right. Spring forward, everyone. Make sure you put your clocks ahead so you're not late for church or the pancake breakfast or whatever it is you're doing tomorrow. Make sure you push that clock ahead to 1 hour. Plus, then you don't want to miss all the great shows that we have here. Don't want to be off on that as you listen throughout your Sunday. One thing I do want to talk about here real quick, everyone. Let's get into this real quick first, though. Right now, going on right now at the basement of the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South, we have the Winter Market at the Moravian. That is the Winter Farmers Market. If you were listening to Midday Magazine yesterday, you heard James talk with Mike Barnes and Elizabeth. I forget the last name now. Anyway, one of the vendors there, one of the food people there, which is a fabulous. Go and listen to that interview. It was yesterday at 3:30. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then go ahead and look for Midday Magazine and look for the Winter Farmers Market, and you will find it on there. You can listen to that. More information about the farmers market if you're looking to be a vendor there or if you're just looking to go there. When I left the church this morning or when I left the parking lot this morning, I have to say, like my doctor said, when he hit my knee with a hammer, the joint's jumping. So make sure you head on over there today for until one open till 1 o'clock at the Moravian Church. Lots of other stuff going on today as well. And if you'll indulge me a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to talk a little bit about the Glass Menagerie. Two performances today. We have a matinee at 2. We have the final performance tonight at 7 o'clock. I do encourage everyone to go ahead and check it out. I was talking with some people last night at the show, and we understand that Tennessee Williams, you know, that's not a comedy. He's a drama playwright. Now, there are some funny bits in the show. I don't want you to think it's all drama, but there are some funny lines in the show. And more important than that, it really speaks to, like, the best pieces of media to the human condition. It's set in the 1930s, of course, with the financial issues, with the economy the way it was, heading into the violence of World War II. And it's kind of a snapshot in time. It's a dream play, as Tom, the main character, says at the beginning. It's his remembering what was happening after he had left home. So if I give that little sizzle to you, it's and again, it's a multimedia production. We have a video, we film projected, we have recorded voiceover, we have in silhouette and in a background lighting. It's I have to say it turned out really, really well, considering what my vision for it was when we started. And of course, with the help of Beth, my wife, we kind of found out what we wanted, and it worked out. And the main reason I'm bringing this up is I want to say a tremendous, tremendous thank you to every single person who has helped us out during this production from the very beginning, the building of the set. Big shout out to Pete and Jim there. Jim Rinker, our production manager, did a fabulous job of rounding everything up, from props, Judy, to the whole backstage crew, and John Young, our stage manager, who's doing a bang-up job, Dave Skiba, Dave Klusman, our lights and sound guys, and a shout-out to Keith for running the lights for us. We gave him a lot to do. We really did. And they all came through with flying colors. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up wasn't just to say thank you to all of them, but that, of course, is very, very important, is the amazing thing of when many people get together, when a group of people from very disparate backgrounds, maybe we have nothing in common except this one thing, we're putting a show together. And everyone comes in and does their job and does it in a giving and generous manner. The generous manner that everyone gave their time and their ideas and just being there and giving their talents. It was an amazing experience. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. But it's amazing getting all these different people together for this one goal and being able to do it in an atmosphere of joy and laughter and fun. I'm telling you, people, it can be done. As bleak as it looks out there so much these days, it can be done when a bunch of like-minded people have a goal and they work together and they put it on there. And the proof is in the pudding, everyone. So please go out and see the Glass Menagerie today at 2 and today at 7. And thanks once again to everyone involved and everyone who's come to see the show. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to present this to you. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Here's a couple other things here that's happening today. I do want to give a shout out to our good friends over at the Grace Players and their annual show that they do this year. It is Hotel Pickle, which is a great name. This is directed by Ann Drzezinski, we are very happy to once again promote this show. It's always a fun show. My family and I got to go last year, and we had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do it this year, but stay tuned, everyone. Just stay tuned. So they have a show tonight, and it is their dinner show. Starts at 6 p.m., so you will be served a great meal as well as the show. And then tomorrow on Sunday, they have a matinee at 1:30 p.m. to wrap it up. So this is great. I just wanted to read to you a little bit of the some of the notes they had here on their program. The setting is Hotel Pickle, a once elegant hostelry in the Hamptons. For those of you who don't know, a very rich neighborhood in Long Island. The time is the present day. Here's the name of the scenes, which I think is great. Scene one, is there a mouse in the house? Scene two, ooh la la, it's a rodent. Scene three, actors, monsters, and UFOs. In Act 2, we've got Scene 1, which is an old Hollywood bamboozle. And Scene 2, cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. If that doesn't whet your appetite to go see this, I don't know what will. Big shout-out to all the folks who will be playing in this one. Some of our good friends from WRCT are in this as well. So break a leg, everybody. Hope things are going fabulously with you for that. So go and check that out today at 6 p.m., everyone. Today at 6 p.m. is when the dinner show is going on. All right, as we continue on here, there will be a couple other things that we're going to get into as we go along here. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break because I have with me right here, I am so sorry. These are not tickets for this weekend. Oh, I apologize. I can't give those tickets away. Oh, I feel so bad. But I do have some tickets to give away. So hang on, everybody. Hang on. We'll see what we can do here. Because tomorrow, we have another show happening. It is Always Olivia, an Olivia Newton-John tribute happening over at The Pack. This one's happening at 2 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center, like I said, 1801 16th Street South. We recently lost one of the most beloved pop culture icons of all time. Annie Aiello and her Chicago-based band pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John's music that spanned more than five decades. Annie graciously donates a portion of her fees to the ONJ Cancer Fund, and as a bonus, the Arts Council is also teaming up with Aspirus to raise funds locally for their Women's Cancer Patient Fund. Fabulous, fabulous show. If you have a chance to check out her videos, she did some tribute videos to Olivia on YouTube. Just look up Annie Aiello or Always Olivia, and it's fabulous. Oh my gosh, she looks and sounds so much like her. It's really amazing. And when you get a chance, we'll talk really quick if you want to hear an interview with Annie. I'll tell you where you can do that. But first of all, we do have a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show. And now we don't have anyone on the airwaves. I wonder why they stopped. Anyway. All right. So call back 424-2600. If you are still, tickets are still available, everyone. You can get those online 24/7 at savorthearts.com. That's the only way you can get them at the moment because, of course, their offices are closed today. But we do there is the option to go online, savorthearts.com, to get your tickets for Always Olivia. And real quick, like I was going to say, if you want to hear from Annie and find out why she does what she does and her process about this whole thing, please check out Midday Magazine from a couple of weeks ago, civicmedia.us shows. Go to Midday Magazine when James talks to Sally and Eric and Annie. And it's a fabulous conversation. And you hear more about why she does this tribute, what it means to her, which is really amazing. I cannot recommend enough that you listen to James talking to Annie there. So I did say that you can only get tickets online. Well, that's not completely true because I have two tickets right here. For Always Olivia for tomorrow. And I'm going to give them away right now. 424-2600. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days from WFHR, you can call up right now and get these tickets for free. We want to fill that up because this is a great, not only is this a great show, it's a great cause as well. We're going to go to break and we'll see if we can give these tickets away here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The D3.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
Right now, 31 degrees.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far, and don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling?
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone.
Except you were leaving, like you do. You do.
Oh, I didn't. It quit on me, and I did. Oh goodness! I didn't fade it down. That was a board operator fail right there. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. I want to say a big congratulations to Betty. Betty was our winner for the tickets here for Always Olivia, happening tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Congratulations to you. Thanks so much for listening and calling up to get these free tickets. We can't wait to support all the great stuff going on over at the PAC and getting all these great shows that they show up here. So congratulations to you, Betty, and I hope you really enjoy the show. All right, let's see here. I got a bunch of other stuff that I can talk about today because why not? But if you want to stop me, 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. And that's what we are here for, everybody. Want to remind you of that. We got an event coming up here on Tuesday. You've heard a lot about it on these airwaves when we've talked to our very good friend, Terry. Oh, my. I'm totally blanked on the name. I'm sorry, Terry. Oh, my gosh. About that. But it's coming up on Tuesday, the 12th, Women's United Signature Annual Fundraising Event, Power of the Purse. This event is a fun way to gather community members for a great cause. Funds raised by Power of the Purse will support early reading literacy programs and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. It is from 5 to 7 at the Bullseye Golf Club, 2800 Ridgewood Trail in Rapids. And like you've heard from Terry and other stuff we've talked about, there's going to be some hors d'oeuvres, a cash bar. According to Terry, though, it's actually more like a meal. There's going to be like a pasta bar there. So come hungry, everyone. Come on. There's going to be plenty of food for you to eat. There's going to be a cash bar. There's going to be purse silent auction, raffles, bingo, networking. It's going to be a fun event. And man, does it support one of the cool things that the United Way does, the Imagination Library and the reading literacy programs they do. Fabulous stuff, and we do appreciate them and what they do for that. So come support them. It's one of their big fundraisers of the year, and I can guarantee you will be having some fun. So we got a few things that I want to cover for this week. We got more theater coming up as well. We've got some more events coming throughout the week here as we roll along through March. It's March 9th. Oh, my gosh. Whew. March 9th. That's amazing. We had a couple of guests this week on Midday Magazine that brought us a couple of fun events that are coming up here. This is a great one. Assumption Schools are having their talent show coming up here. It is on two nights, not one, two nights, a royally entertaining competition, singing, dancing, comedy, impersonators, a variety show with acts of all ages. The audience votes for the winner. How much fun is that? The conclusion of each show, they will be getting that winner. Now, this is not just people going out to show their stuff. If you want to go see them and vote for them, they're going to get some cold, hard cash. The winners, yes, the winners. First place, $1,000. Second place, $500. Third place, $250. That ain't hey, folks. This is a great fundraiser that they do every year at Assumption. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, before I get into the details, again, check out Midday Magazine from this last week. James had a great interview with the father. Now, I forget his name off the top of my head. Of course I do. Father Weller, I think, who's putting this on. He's the chaplain over at Assumption. And he talks about the talent show and the what this funds, the ministry that this funds. So it's very cool. Check it out. Midday Magazine from this last week. Check out the Assumption Talent Show. Now, here's the information. Friday, March 15th is the first performance. That's at 7 p.m. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Now, there's Saturday. There is a dinner show on the 16th. So you can only get these in advance. So now is the time to get these tickets. If you want to go to the dinner show on Saturday, $40 in advance, $300 for a table of eight. And the dinner starts at 5:30. There's going to be a cocktail half hour from 5 to 5:30. 5:30, dinner starts. And at showtime again at 7 o'clock. This is presented by the ACS Campus Ministry and Student Life Missions. And the proceeds go to Campus Ministry and Student Life Efforts. If you have any questions, any comments, any support, please contact Jenna Lynch, 715-781-5254, 781-5254, or email jenna.lynch at assumptioncatholicschools, all one word, .org. Or you can also go to their Facebook page to follow for some updates. Any kind of stage stuff we love around here at WFHR. So go and help support Assumption's a very worthy cause and have a lot of fun doing it. and maybe make someone a couple dollars richer. The Southwood County Humane Society has another event coming up. It's their Super, S-O-U-P-E-R, Super Spring Spectacular at the Bullseye Golf Club on Saturday, March 16th from 10 to 2. Join them for food, raffle baskets, kids games, music, and more. All attendees will be entered for a free drawing for a chance to win one of three door prizes. This is another fabulous way to help support our Humane Society. We've been have had the fortune to talk with the president of the board the last couple of weeks on Pet of the Week to talk about what's going on over there with the building project and what they're looking for, Pet of the Week and other things. So I hope you've been able to catch those as well. But this is yet just another great way to help support the Humane Society. This is next Saturday, the 16th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is the Super Spring Spectacular. Well, now, if that wasn't enough, Nakusa High School is presenting Honk, a musical they're going to be putting on next weekend, Friday, March 15th at 7, and then Saturday on the 16th at 2 and at 7, two shows. And then it's Nakusa High School Auditorium, 500 Cedar Street, of course, in Nakusa. It is Honk, an ugly duckling of a musical. And once again, you know, I got to keep saying this. Midday Magazine, go check it out. James had a bunch of the cast members in here, and they did an impromptu song. It was amazing. Civicmedia.us, shows, Midday Magazine, check it out. It was awesome. Listen to these kids in action, man. This is why we support the arts. These kids were just amazing. So go check it out. And then go see the show Friday, the 15th, Saturday, the 16th. Tickets are $10. Students are $5. Buy online at ShowTix4U. That's Show, T-I-X, the number 4U, the letter U.com. Or just go to the Nakusa High School office, and they will get you set up for that. Oh, goodness. We do want a quick... touch on a few volunteer opportunities that we have in the area with our good friends over at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. The Senior Dining in Wisconsin Rapids is looking for some people to help package meals for Meals on Wheels. Food is delivered in bulk, cooked, and volunteers portion it into individual trays, seal them, and get them ready for the routes. Set up and serve senior dining at Centralia Place as well. And different shifts are available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They can work with your schedule. So even if you can do just 1 hour, one or two, I'm sure they will greatly appreciate anything you can help them with. Also, they're looking for help with senior dining in Nakusa. Volunteer to set tables, serve meals to participants, and help with cleanup at the Nakusa Community Center Mondays and Wednesdays. Shifts available 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They're also looking for leader and peer leaders. Help co-facilitate a fall prevention program for adults 60 plus called Steppin' On. You've heard us talk about that every now and then on these airwaves, and we've interviewed the ADRC about it. It's a really cool program, and if you want to help facilitate, they will train you, everyone. It is held 1 to 2 times a year. It runs for 7 weeks, once a week for 3 hours, so that's one day a week for 7 weeks, 3 hours in that period. And of course, they will provide training for you, so they're looking for people to help facilitate that as well. The number to call, 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545, or go to their website, www.adrc-cw.org. They're also looking for people who can deliver meals for the Meals on Wheels as well. If you have a car and you have a couple of hours, you can help with that as well. If anyone out there who's done it before knows, it's such a great way to not only do something good for your community, but get out there and talk to people. Meet up with some people. Gives you something to do. People you never thought you would be able to meet. It's really great. We have we talk a lot about the bingo on Wednesdays at the Elks Lodge. And we got a fun one, though. We got a special one that's coming up. It's a special bingo event held at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 on Saturday, March 16th. That's next Saturday. The doors of the kitchen open at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. Oh, my gosh. 11 a.m. And the bingo starts at 1 p.m. Oh, yeah, yeah. 11 a.m. is when the door is open. You must, be 18 or older to play. They have $5,500 worth of total payouts for this one. This is big money. So go have some fun, everyone. It's limited to just 160 people. You also get a $5 food voucher for the food that is on sale at the lodge. And here's their menu. I even got the menu for you, everybody. They got cheese curds, onion tanglers, chicken tenders, sloppy joes, fries, St. Patty's melt, which is shredded corned beef, cabbage, and Swiss on rye. Sounds good if you like that sort of thing. Hamburger and a hot dog will all be available. So not only we get to play fun bingo for bigger stakes than usual, there's also going to be a great menu of items to order and eat. Do a little noshing while you are there. Now, the Elks do support our veterans a lot. They have a lot of great programs. And because of that, excuse me, we had last week we had Tom Heiser, who was our veterans rep. He talks once a month. About what's going on with the veterans organizations here in the area. And he had some really cool news that came up the last time he was in here. Beginning as of March 5th, all veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials while serving in the military will be eligible to enroll directly in VA healthcare years earlier than called for by the PACT Act. This means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without applying for VA benefits. This is huge, everyone. This is big, big news. Veterans who never deployed but were exposed to toxins while training or on active duty in the U.S. will also be eligible to enroll. Tom made it very clear. This is what you need to do, though. Contact your county veteran service officer or medical hospital in Toma. Rock Larson is our rep in town here. You've heard Rock on our airwaves several times. James has interviewed him. He is the county veteran service officer. Contact Rock or the medical hospital in Toma. Do not contact your local clinic. They do not have the information there. That's why we want to get that word out. They don't have the staff. They don't have the paperwork. So make sure you contact the person who's there for you. Rock Larson here in Rock County for the Veteran Service Officer, the Medical Hospital in Toma. You can also go to find out more information at va.gov/PACT, P-A-C-T. excuse me. And if you're an eligible veteran now, which has been greatly widened, this is where you want to go to get some basic information. Or call 800-698-4211. Let me try that again. 800-698-2411, 698-2411 to learn more. And you can apply online as well for that VA healthcare. And that started on March 5th. All right, everyone. I apparently have to clear my throat. So we're going to take our final break here of the hour, and thanks everyone for bearing with me today. I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit. We'll see if we can take care of that, and we'll come back and wrap up the show here on WFHR. You're listening to Over the Back Fence.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop, that dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom.
inspire kids to do at 4h.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, breezy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, breezy with a low near 22. Still a bit breezy on your Sunday, highs back to the mid-40s. Sunny 57 on Monday and into the low 60s on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, your Saturday morning bulletin board show. Thanks for joining me, everyone. We got about 10 minutes left in the show here, so this is your last chance. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to get on these airwaves right now. We got a few more events we're going to touch on here before we wrap up the show. Once again, I want to say thank you to everyone listening out there. And for the calls, congratulations once again to Betty for getting the tickets to Always Olivia. That's happening tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Get your tickets at savertheArts.com for that one, everyone. And, of course, we've got Glass Menagerie tonight. And today we've got the Hotel Pickle over at Grace Lutheran Church today at 6 and then tomorrow at 1:30. All kinds of great stuff going on here. I'm going to touch on something that we had a caller at the very start of the show. So let's remind everyone. Tomorrow, the Port Edwards Lions Club are having their pancake brunch. It's at the Port Edwards High School cafeteria from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Adults are $10. Children 3 to 10 are $5. Pancakes, which include buttermilk, cranberry, and chocolate chip. Oh, yeah. All you can eat, by the way. Scrambled egg, sausage, applesauce, beverages. All of this goes to the Port Edwards Baseball Association, and they'll be holding a bake sale as well. This is all the funds go to the Port Edwards Baseball Association for this. Big shout out to the Port Edwards Lions Club for putting this on and for encouraging or giving some much needed support to the Baseball Association there in Port Edwards. Big shout out to them and a big thank you. Some other fun stuff happening next weekend. This is really cool. They've got a pop-up clothing giveaway at Marshfield High School Commons on the 15th and the 16th next week. That's at 1401 East Becker Road on March 15th. It's from 4 to 8. From March 16th, it's from 12 to 5. Thinking of doing some spring cleaning? Come by and donate excess clothes in your closet. Need a nude outfit? A new outfit? Stop, shop the sustainable way and pay what you wish. How cool is this? It's like a clothing swap. Same day donations accepted. Please make sure it's clean, though. Bring in clean tops, bottoms, shoes, coats, hats, blankets, you name it. This is a great big old clothing and shoe swap going on at Marshfield High School Commons next weekend. How cool is this? I think this is just so cool. On the 15th at from 4 to 8 and on March 16th from 12 to 5. Go ahead, check that out. And let us know if you go. I'm curious to see how that goes. It's just something we could try here in Rapids or in one of the other communities here. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I didn't catch what was in the mailbag.
Oh, sure. Let me see if I can dig it out here. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. If you could turn your radio down a little bit, I'm getting some feedback there, but thanks. We have a 17-foot aluminum canoe. Asking $500 for that. Also, some brand new lacrosse rubber overshoes, size 14 medium, for $15. If you want either of those items, 423-3775, 423-3775. All right. Thank you for the call, by the way. And if you needed any repeated information, just like that, I'm the one to call, I guess, since I'm the only one answering the phone. We have a interesting discussion coming up here at the Citizens Water Group of Wood County. Again, another great interview on Midday Magazine. Check it out, civicmedia.us, shows, Midday Magazine. Just listen to all of them, okay? Just go take the afternoon and listen to them all. This is the future of clean drinking water in the Central Sands, a panel presentation and discussion. Now, this is a very important topic, and I do encourage everyone to go ahead and check this out. This is March 18th on Monday, March 18th at 6 p.m. at the McMillan Library in the Fine Arts Center from at 490 East Grand Avenue. The people that will be there talking, this is a really great panel of people. They've got Dr. George Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Water Resources at UW-Stevens Point and Extension, Melissa Johnson, the Executive Director of Wisconsin Green Fire. We've got Ben Jeffrey, Environmental Health Supervisor, Wood County Health Department. We've got Katie Rosenberg, the Mayor of the City of Wausau. We, of course, Lance Plimmel, who's the moderator. He's the Board Chairman of Wood County. And there's going to be a question and answer session to follow this. This is conducted by the League of Women Voters of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Without water, there is no life, everybody. And we all know that, of course. We all know that. And let's find out what's going on with the drinking water right here in our backyard. Fascinating discussion. We do encourage everyone to check this out if you are able. And again, go check that out, that episode of Midday Magazine as well. There's a lot of great information there as we go along. All right, let's grab another phone call here before we wrap up the show. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Sorry. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. We're only getting like every other word. Sorry about that. See if you can call again here. See if you can find a better connection or something. I'm not sure what happened there, but you were breaking up. Sorry about that. While we're waiting here, just a couple more things I want to talk about. We got the Lenten Fish Fry over at the Elks Lodge. That's every Friday from 4:30 to 7:30. Served with coleslaw, rye bread, and your choice of potato. Depending on how much you want to get, that's what the price is indicated, from $9 to $18. They will have some delivery available for assisted living homes and senior apartments as well. 50% of all food sales will go to Elks Charities. And you can carry out orders are available starting at 4:30 p.m. Call 423-1930, 423-1930. That is the Elks Lodge number if you're interested. That is going through March 22nd. And let's see here. I was going to see if I know we have another fish fry thing here, but we don't have that. I can't find it. I wonder where that went. Anyway, we have another fun food event coming up next week on St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, which is Sunday this year. St. Michael's Church in Junction City. They're having a drive-through grilled pork chop dinner. Oh. Grilled pork chop dinner. Wow, I'm suddenly really, really hungry, huh? 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $13 for a double chop meal. You heard right. A double chop meal. Two grilled and seasoned chops, baked potato, green bean casserole, garden salad, bread, and desserts. Enjoy an early taste of summer with the weather. I totally agree with them. That is totally the case. This is, oh my gosh, there's going to be some cash raffle calendars available as well. So there's a raffle is part of this as well. But man, a grilled pork chop dinner. I don't know if I've heard about that around here, but I am ready. I am ready to go right now. And it's a better, you know, I like the originality of doing pork chops instead of corned beef. The whole Irish cliche on St. Paddy's Day. Good for you, St. Michael's. That's awesome. Bringing a little bit of variety to St. Patrick's Day. I do appreciate that. Oh boy, just about ready to wrap up the show here, everyone. Thanks everyone for joining me once again. I do want to remind everyone that tonight there is game two for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. They won their first playoff game in the series last night, 3-2. And they're looking to sweep up the series tonight and get on to the next round of the playoffs. And we're very excited about them. They are such a good team. I'm telling you, these guys have a chance to win. These guys have a chance to win it all. They are that good. Cheer them on tonight. It may be your last chance to do it live this season. So please go ahead and go over to the Southwood County Rec Center. 7 o'clock tonight is when the puck is going to drop. On these airwaves tonight, We do have some hockey going on here. Starting at 5:30, we have game two of the series between the Badgers, the men Badgers team, and Ohio State. Unfortunately, the Badgers lost last night, 3-1. They need to right the ship tonight in order to continue. We need to win tonight and then win again tomorrow. 5:30 tonight is when that game starts. Looking forward to tomorrow. If they do indeed win, they will have a game starting at 4:30 on Sunday, which may interfere a little bit with our Sunday night programs. Don't worry, everyone. You're not going to miss anything big on that. It's a best-of show for Seth Face of the Music, the show about fire, which is it's a really fun show, man. I did it a year ago, and I only remember half the songs that I did. I have to listen to it myself. And after that, it is the world premiere of the new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, a show that James put together. All 90s music, if it was in the 90s, if it was played in the 90s, it's going to be on that show. Very important, by the way, he wants your requests. And I beat everyone out, and I put in my request already. My first request is in, so hopefully next week you'll get to hear the song I put in there. It's a very much of its era. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait to listen to the show. I put the show together and I can't wait to listen to it because it's that good. The music is so awesome. So 8 to 9 on Sunday, the first episode of Unlabeled. Tape 1, let's call it. Tape 1, mixtape of the 90s. Once again, thanks everyone for listening today. I do want to wrap up with, I was hoping for a few more calls today, everybody. That's what the show is all about. It's not much if you guys aren't calling in. So keep the calls coming, 424-2600. Not right now. We're going to be wrapping up the show in about 20 seconds here. So please, if you want to keep the show on the air as is, we need you to continue to call in. So just that little reminder, everyone, that you're the ones driving the show. And if you want to keep it on this hour, on Saturdays, Over the Back Fence, your weekly bulletin board. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you later here on...
This is locally grown radio.